maybe the guy's like
insecure,
doesn't
want
to try new things, you know, or he's like, oh, you're, you know, my little flower, I don't want to hurt you, you know.
No.
So maybe it's the whole like conversation there of like make it like a rough, you know, and like, you know, it's like you have different personalities.
Bienvenidos to Oh Honey Podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda and Herman Garmendia.
Oh, hi. I like your Spanish at the beginning. Bienvenidos. Yeah? I love it.
Bienvenidos.
Oh, yeah, that was really good.
I know.
I would have messed that up. I said two instead of ah.
The what?
I said bienvenidos two.
Still,
I
should
have said
ah. Yeah.
Next time we do
next
this.
Next time you'll do the full.
I'll nail it.
Yeah, full.
Yeah. So Herman is the top Latin YouTuber.
Now, I'll be passing like 3 days actually.
Really?
Yeah, like you know the PewDiePie and T-Series thing on YouTube? Like in Spanish, we're having kind of the same thing.
Really?
With me and another channel called Badaboon.
Oh, we
so
can
we're
have
right,
that.
We're right there.
Yeah.
You know? So it's
so
fun to watch.
So follow Herman.
Yeah, go follow me right now.
Yeah.
I haven't uploaded a video in 2 years, but go follow me.
He's going to subscribe. Subscribe.
Oh, yeah, subscribe.
I don't even know. I'm
see, that's
now.
The issue we're having here.
Yeah, you got me. Thank you.
He's telling everybody to follow. They're not sure how to do it.
Follow me on Twitter. Like, do all those things.
Right. Subscribe to Herman. We want him to win it. I'm biased, but he is one of my favorite humans. I love
you
so much.
No,
like he's a comedian also. Your content is very comedic, but also you do a lot of gaming as well.
Yeah.
Kind of steered into that. Well, then you started like that, went to comedy and steered back to that?
Well, I started in comedy first, like you know, sketches, you know, like my main channel.
Okay.
And then after maybe 4 or 5 years where I was like, oh, this is fun, you know?
Yeah.
But I wanna do something new. I wanna like not just stay in my, you know, 5 minute video that I had to do.
Yeah.
I did a second channel and did whatever I wanted to do, and it was gaming back then.
Yeah.
And after 3 years past that, I just do whatever now.
Well, so you're from Chile.
I am.
And I've never been. What's it like there?
It's pretty nice. I mean, the, what I love about Chile is like, if you see Chile in the map, it's like super long, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you get like the ocean, like right there in like maybe an hour away in car driving, you get snow, like a town completely full of snow. So it's pretty easy to get like all the weathers you like
That's
in
awesome.
Less than a day, you know?
It's kind of like California.
Yeah,
a
yeah,
little
actually.
Bit, right? You just
instead
drive.
Of like, it's just longer, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, so
it's like a chili pepper.
It is.
No? Yeah.
Actually, I'm on my way here, I was talking to the Uber driver, and she's like, "Oh, where are you from? From Chile?" It's like the chili pepper. And I was like, "Oh my god."
You're like,
yeah,
"Wow."
Maybe that's why they never.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, I know. I know,
actually
I know.
Never thought of that. So it's news to me.
Yeah.
But then Lene is from Minnesota.
From Minnesota, yeah.
And then she, how did you guys?
We met.
How did that happen?
While we were in Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there with some friends, you know, like Cancun, you know, party.
Mm-hmm.
And she was with a friend too. I don't know what she was doing. I'm guessing she was partying too. And we just met and started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And soon after that.
In Spanish or in English?
Oh, I don't remember. I assume English.
Yeah.
And right up, like she always tried to speak Spanish to me, but her Spanish is not, it's good. She speaks like perfect Spanish. But when we talk, you know, when you get relaxed, when you want to like not think about the language you're speaking of, we kind of tend to go English.
Yeah, yeah, so, naturally.
Yeah, we
Minnesota.
Try. Like my English is getting so much better because of her.
Yeah.
And her Spanish is
honestly,
the same.
Honestly, it is. Even from when I first met you, your English.
Really?
Yeah, for
nice.
Sure.
Nice.
Yeah, it helps perfect. To have an American girlfriend.
Actually, it makes sense. I mean, I speak every day, but she doesn't practice a lot because you can't, you know, especially when you're having a fight, you know, you're like, blah, 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 blah. And I have fight one day with her in Spanish because we were trying, you know, let's do like, oh, let's do Spanish all day long.
Yeah.
And we had this fight, you know, and
totally lightened it.
And I was like, you know, trying to get my point, like I'm right because of this. And then at the end of my speech, she said like, why? I didn't get that. So, I'm not going to repeat myself after a fight. So, nope.
Yeah. Well, it's almost better. I feel like you should let everything out in Spanish just really fast And then she'll be like, what? And then you'll be like, and you'll be a little bit more calmed down because you already let it out. And then you could be like, in English, I didn't like it when you did that.
That has a point.
Yeah. And the problem for her, I feel like when she travels to Latin America and she speaks Spanish, everyone responds to her in English because they know. They hear the accent and
they're
everything.
They're like, oh, that's cute. Hi.
And she's like, well, I pay my ticket to be here to practice Spanish. So you want to speak English? Go to the States, you know?
See, that's the thing. I always want to learn a different language, but it's like if you're not like living it, then you'll never really learn. So it's like, I could like go Rosetta Stone or something, but then outside of it, I'll never actually learn how to really speak. I feel like the only way to really learn is like to live it and speak it, like with people who like, that's their
100%.
Language.
100%. Yeah. I was taking Spanish classes every morning at 8 a.m. for like a year. And I loved it. Like I loved learning it, but I got so frustrated because I couldn't roll my R's.
I can't do that either. Doesn't matter how much I try, I can't roll my R's ever.
Arrancar.
I can't do that. I'm like,
carrera.
I'm like, carrera.
Carrera. That is hard. It's hard. It actually makes sense. It's
I do it with the back of my throat. I go, but that's the back.
Well, I don't even think about it. I just do it. Carrera.
I think I'm so used to like making, when I was little, I used to make bird noises with the back of my throat. I used to be like, okay. And then I'd be like, oh.
Okay. Oh, that's different.
And that confuses me, though. Because then when I try to roll, I'm like, all right, roll, tonsils, go. And then
I have no idea how to do it. When I do it, I like, take it too literally. I'm like, roll my literally
what
my
you
tongue.
Doing? Yeah, I feel like you can do it.
No, I can't. When I actually talk, I'm like,
Yeah, it's better than me, though. I can't even get my tongue to do that.
Really?
Actually, Johannes has a pretty good accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's speaking Spanish, I'm like, whoa, that like came out with
natural. He's really good at speaking other languages. Yeah. And I feel like he's been practicing it for so long, too, especially when you're in Europe. Mm. Like, you're just exposed to so many different languages. But I don't know about him, though. That might not be true because he's in Austria. So, like, I don't think he traveled that much.
Okay. But I think it's his mentality. When he does something, he likes to do it 100% right.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think he's really focused.
That's why I was like, I can't do this right. Tap out.
No, see me, I don't like 100% focus, and then I don't do it right, and then I'm like, I suck.
Yeah, I think like, that's a normal attitude, you know? But Johannes is like, nope.
He's and like, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, he has like a really awesome English, speaks Spanish, and he doesn't speak Spanish, but the words he say, they're like, they're pretty good, you know? Yeah. They like, sound like natural to
when
me.
When he first saw you today, he's like, ¿Cómo estás?
I know, and I was like, what the heck? You know, it's like maybe the tiniest accent, but like in a party, I would never notice.
I think that's one of I would be so self-conscious moving to another country and having an accent just because I would feel like anytime I go to Mexico, like I'm nervous to speak Spanish or just say words because I feel like I sound stupid.
See me, I feel like I'm inferior to them. So yeah, I'm like, I can't say anything.
But I feel like people feel that like that when they come to the U.S. too, but and they're like, oh, I don't like talking because of. I'm like, no, like I love your accent.
But
like
it's interesting,
it sounds,
right?
Yeah,
it's like a new accent. If someone is trying to speak Spanish,
it's
to
like
me,
you love them.
It's like fantastic. You're trying to speak a different language. You're going away from your comfort zone. It's fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
So I understand some people might be judgy.
Yeah.
But come on, I mean. Yeah. No.
Forever, I always thought like Americans didn't have an accent. I'm like, I wish I have an accent. And then people are like from other places. You do have an accent. I'm like,
an American accent.
I know. I'm like, but they're like not as cool as other people's. Like, yeah. I wish I had, like, an Australian accent or something.
I want to hear your impression of an American accent.
I can't. I mean, for the love of God, I have no idea. Like,
I feel like everybody goes to the Valley Girl accent.
I know.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's go to the party, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't understand, like, the difference. Like, for example, it's really hard for me to understand, like, Australian accent and British accent.
Yeah.
For me, it sounds the same.
Really?
Yeah, pretty
exactly
much sounds
sometimes
like
it does,
oh,
but
okay,
then.
Okay. But like, I'm guessing for you, like, if you hear me speaking Spanish and an Argentinian guy, maybe you would say, like, same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless you go there, been there, and have friends from
unless
there.
Unless you actually pay attention.
Yeah. That's true. Because especially, I feel like a lot of people don't travel in the U.S. too, so they're not really familiar, like, with different countries or even geography in general.
Right.
And not because, you know, they wouldn't want to learn about it. Well, maybe some just don't. But, like, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to travel, too.
Yeah,
but we have Google now. Yep. So it's like, we have access.
I mean, so we have YouTube. You can watch so many other YouTubers speaking in different languages,
right,
and they
yeah.
have, you know, you can.
You can probably learn a language on YouTube.
Yeah, actually, for me, I feel like when I was a kid, I used to watch a lot of this show called Equals 3, Ray William Johnson, this really famous YouTuber back in the day. And I, watching his videos, I got to like learn a lot of English, you know, by watching TV too, etc. Yeah. But I feel like YouTube was the main reason I can speak English.
Really?
So if you really want to, like, it doesn't even has to be a channel about how to learn this language,
right.
you know?
It's just hearing.
You can
someone
just
you
have
like
fun
that
while paying attention. Yeah.
Well, also you learn through people's mannerisms too. It's like, or their, how their expressions are, like, you know, what their emotions are.
Yeah.
So it's like you hear the word and then you relate it to a movement or an expression. Or
like context.
Yeah, exactly. Would you say watching movies with subtitles in Spanish, English movies with subtitles in Spanish, is more helpful, or watching movies in Spanish with English subtitles is better?
Ooh, I mean, depends. I mean, for me, I feel like I went the other way around. I went just for English with Spanish subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on the way you learn. For example, my girlfriend, she can do that. Like, she likes to go for just watching the thing in Spanish 100% and not seeing subtitles.
Mm.
But it's because she already went to college and she's supposed to be a teacher. She's not a teacher, but she can be a teacher in Spanish.
Oh,
so
awesome.
She's like a different level.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah, I love her Spanish, so it's so cute.
No, it's pretty good. And but sadly, whenever we go to Chile, she cannot speak.
It's hard.
She cannot practice. I wish I could practice with her, but no one wants to because it's like,
because
everyone speaks English, you know? So it's like hard for her.
Right. Is it faster? Is Chilean Spanish?
Yeah. Like,
it's like da, da,
actually,
da, da,
when I started my videos, I was, you know, my Spanish was 100% Chilean.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to speak in my way of speaking, you know, and it was really fast, you know. So when I started to like go a little bit outside Chile in audience, I had to like neutralize my words, slow down a little bit, and I still speak really fast. So I had to like.
Right.
Relax a little
it's
bit.
It's so
you
crazy
know?
How like English were so slow and like Portuguese to me. Like I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Portuguese
they always sound
is
like they're
so
dancing.
Quick to me. It's like I'm like, what? I don't even feel like I could ever learn the language because I don't. I'm like, wait, what? It sounded like one whole like one.
Yeah, one like, whole
gibberish.
Sound, right?
I know it sounds like sounds to me. I'm like, that was not a word. That couldn't have not been a word.
Yeah. I can understand Portuguese a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I speak with someone that speaks Brazilian Portuguese, if I speak Spanish and they speak Portuguese, we can understand each other.
Yeah, I feel like it's some words are just no.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
but then
yeah.
you fill in the blanks between the words.
Yeah, just context. You know, you understand the person like.
Yeah.
Oh, stairs, you know?
Yeah.
So you kind of get it out of context.
Yeah. Has Lene met your family?
Yeah. Actually, pretty fast. Like, it wasn't like a 2 year and let's meet my family. It was more like out of she wanted to visit me more often, and I was there with my family all the time. So it was just natural,
just
you know?
Right away?
Yeah.
And what is your family like? I don't know anything about your
family. I consider my close family, my mom and my brother, basically.
Okay.
And then I have my aunt family and my father family, you know.
Yeah.
And they are in different part of the country, so she hasn't met my father part of the family yet.
What's your mom like?
She's really nice. She's really, I don't know. She's like the best.
Yeah.
When I lost my
I
father,
love
when
that,
I, was, I lost my father when I was three. So she's like everything to me, you know. I don't have like a father and a mother, so she's been everything. And she used to like try to be both, you know, father and mother.
It's
at the same
hard.
Time.
It's hard for single moms.
She did everything. She did like she took us to soccer classes, basketball classes, to every sport possible.
Yeah,
so
working on top.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah, working. So I don't know how she did it.
Yeah.
But I am starting to get to that age that the more I grow old, the more I appreciate what my mom did. Because if I had a kid right now, I don't know how I would do it. Like two kids? No, I don't know. She's awesome.
Yeah. Aww. But that's the thing, though, is like when life throws things at you, too, or like when life happens, you find you become a superhuman almost.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, like, or if you're passionate and, you know, compassionate, too, right? So it's crazy, like, what you're capable of doing. You don't even know. But shout out to moms, though, because my mom, like, lived in South Florida with me and my sisters, and she was an entrepreneur, had her own, like, has her own karate business. Mm-hmm. So, like, she had to, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, do you know karate?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Black belt. Watch out.
Really? You can kick my ass.
Yeah.
Nice. I love
that.
Do
my ninja ways, though.
You like, are a black belt? Oh, shit.
Uh-huh, Summer.
I'm like, oh, no.
You're aware.
Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm not dripping.
So
I need more turmeric.
Yeah. On my staircase.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Fun facts.
Yeah.
But so enough about you and Lene. I'm going to keep asking about that all the time. But actually, just one more thing. Because Lene's doing music and she has an incredible voice. Mm-hmm. I have never heard your music yet.
Oh, I did for a little bit music in Spanish. Well, what am I saying? I just did music with my band, with my brother, some friends.
Yeah.
And I did that for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And How long ago? Like 2 years maybe? 3 years. And we did it for like 2 years. It was a really short, like one album and let's just do it. And it was fun. It felt like that thing that you wanted to do when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And then you just had the chance now to do it, you know, you had the resources and everything. Mm-hmm. So I did it and it was like, oh, it was a fun experience, but it didn't feel like I thought it was going to feel. So I still love music. So I'm going to do something solo, you know, I'm going to work in different kind of music. Mm-hmm. And so I'm working in this this year. So hopefully this year I'm going to be like dropping some Latin American music, you know?
Oh, really? Is it going to be like reggaeton or like...
I don't know reggaeton because right now the music in Latin America is like not just a reggaeton. It's just a bunch of like different kind
blend
of music. Yeah, it's everything right now.
Yeah.
So,
it's going to be my favorite because I love Latin music.
Yeah, no, that'll
be
awesome.
I love going to the Latin clubs, even for my birthday.
I remember that. That was pretty cool. Yeah. So I was actually going to Miami for that reason and I missed those meetings. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to do it in Chile right now. I'm going to go back to Chile, have meetings about it and plan the whole thing.
Yeah.
And this year, just do it.
Well, if you ever need a place to stay in Miami.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, I gotcha. So perfect.
I've been there once, so I really don't know.
I have to show you around Miami, I feel like. Have you been to Miami, Summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, but I need you.
Yeah. Because Miami can be great or it can suck. Like, it just depends. I think that's every city, though, that you go to. It just depends, like, where you go and who you go with.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere. Because some people come to LA and they're like, oh, I hate LA. I'm like, well, you just didn't do it right.
Yeah, it just depends on, like, I feel I like being with locals because they can show you, like, the not the touristy things.
Yeah.
The touristy things are like, oh, you take a picture and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
But with Miami, I felt like I went like that. Just went there, went to the most touristic place, and it was like, oh, okay, but I kind of want to go now.
Yeah.
But if I go with you, you know, it would be, like, cute, like, local
world
places, you know?
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's dive into our honeypots.
Ooh.
Hello, everyone. I have been in a relationship with my girlfriend for 2 years now, and I feel like things are starting to go a bit stale. We still love each other, but everything seems so routine now. How do I keep my girlfriend interested in me and our shared life, and how should I even bring up the conversation without hurting her feelings?
Ooh,
that's for you.
Well,
you're giving advice today if you didn't know.
Nice. In my experience, I think that like people, when they start in a relationship, they start to feel like the honeymoon stage is like, like a year or two, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the next stage where it's just like, oh, okay, we're used to each other. It's not new, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to find new ways. So I feel like first of all, like they say, the person says like, oh, I don't know if I should bring this up. That's the first thing you should do. Obviously, mm-hmm. communication is key. So if you're not sharing these feelings, that's a bad route to take. So I feel like that would be the first big step. To just like, hey, I feel like this relationship is kind of like routine now. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's the first step. After that, it's just communication, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like it's good to, I mean, that's life in general, though. Like, things can become stale, even like your own, like, daily routines,
yeah,
right?
And you're
like,
job too. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I want to switch it up, but that's not on your significant other mm-hmm. right away. I think it's on kind of the both of you to figure out, all right, if you're the one that's bored, come up with adventurous like trips or mm-hmm. plans or things to do, games to play, like, you right. know. It's like you gotta
and
make
I feel
your
like just like in life, you can go up and down. There can be a mm-hmm. time where you have a stale relationship and then you guys can have not, you know, it's like yeah. you guys can rekindle something and it makes it fun again. It's like there's always going to be like waves in life, mm-hmm. like yeah. your routine, everything. It's just
sometimes
like there's
I
ups
love
and downs.
Like the super chill parts of it
though. Yeah. like, I love the staleness.
Yeah,
staleness
yeah,
is
yeah.
great sometimes.
But it is a roller coaster. Sometimes
yeah.
it's like, wow.
Yeah, and
you know?
Can't just be like, oh, our relationship's stale. We're not having fun anymore. I'm not yeah. excited. This yeah. isn't new and fun anymore.
I'm out.
So I'm out. Because yeah. you're never going to be able to be in a relationship because it's always you're always going to be uninterested at
yeah.
some point. You know, like something's yeah. not, you're always gonna, if you want that new car smell, you're never gonna be happy.
Yeah, some people are addicted to that,
oh, yeah.
feeling of like new relationship
yeah.
and exciting.
Because
and
it is
like
fun.
Months,
adrenaline.
You know?
Yeah.
It's fun,
so,
you know,
yeah.
like not knowing much about that person, mm-hmm. like not having the insecurities or anything yet because you guys don't really even know each other, you never
yeah.
fight. Like it's so fun and like, yeah, but you're never gonna have a real good long term relationship if you like crave that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's. But it must get to a point to where you get tired of those 3 month like relationships. But
yeah.
then, because then you're, it's just, for me,
you
that's
have to,
repetitive.
Like, meet someone new and it's like you have to go through the whole thing
yeah,
again.
Yeah, you're not like going deep with it. You're just like.
Yeah. It's always superficial, you know?
Yeah.
So you never get to connect with anyone, you know?
Yeah, it's like a lot of the same questions,
mm-hmm.
a lot of
it's like
the same
reading,
answers.
It's getting to know someone over and over again.
Yeah.
That's why I hate it. And
mm-hmm.
But there's different personalities, obviously, because
yeah.
some people love it,
yeah.
And then some people want that like long-term
mm-hmm.
love everything about each other, know everything about each other.
I like
yeah.
it when I'm even with friendships, relationships, when I can just go and not have to feel like I have to
entertain,
do
talk.
Filler and fill in the blanks when there's silence
yeah,
or like
yeah.
just.
Yeah, that's when you know you're gonna like. You have like a good relationship with a friend or something,
yeah.
you know, because when you're like new friends with someone, you don't. It's like awkward car rides,
yeah.
like
yeah.
if there's silence, we're like trying to like talk and like make small talk. It's like I don't like the silence. But when you're good friends, you can literally sit in a room, like silence,
yeah.
not a word, and it's like no one's even thinking about. Oh wait, we're not talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or especially sometimes I feel like now it's like with new people, you have to be careful with what you say too. Like you don't want to be offended, you know, like. And then with friends, it's just like...
No filter.
Yeah, like if you
yeah.
say something stupid, it's like, ah, you're just being stupid. You know, like
yeah,
it's not really
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it's
not
so
offensive.
Serious.
It's not so
like,
judgy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even if you say something stupid, it's like you don't judge it about... Because you know them as a person. So it's
mm-hmm.
like, oh, they just said something stupid. Who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
You
so
know?
It's like a... I don't know. It's a nice bubble that, I don't know, people... Some people are addicted to new things. And I'm the other way. I'm
yeah.
traditional. I like... A small group, but a good group, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's how I am, too.
But I feel like that's where you get the realness from people, too, though. It's like, if you do something stupid, I'd be like, hey, like,
that was stupid.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was stupid, not your stupid.
Yeah.
So it's a huge difference. There.
Yeah, yeah. That's true, because then if you have friends that are just, like, putting you down,
yeah,
that's,
no,
like, another story.
And I feel like when you're in this relationship or, like, whatever relationship, like, couple or whatever, for the 3 months... You can fake it for 3 months.
Yeah.
You can fake being someone else for 3 months. But after that is the real you. And that's when it gets like real. So
yeah.
that's when it's worth it to me.
Yeah. I like it when people can just tell me like right away. Like I know we've talked about this before. No yes men.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I feel like in those new 3 month relationships,
mm-hmm.
all you have are yes men. Like just
yeah.
'cause a lot of the time it's...
Because they're they don't
not, even feel comfortable. I don't do that.
No,
I just run away if I don't like something. I don't like it, you know? Like, why am I lying to you, you know?
That's refreshing, but a lot of people
Most
aren't.
Most people aren't like that. And I think it's also because they're like scared to tell the truth because then they don't want you to get
or
mad
at them. Or overstep their boundaries.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, I don't want to say too much. I don't want to offend them because, like, you know, and it's like, I want them to like me, so I'm going to say yes, everything, because... You know?
Yeah.
I feel like I've never been like that, and you can ask my girlfriend. Like, I'm always like, she calls me brutally honest.
Brutally honest.
Since the very first day, and I feel like that's what you want. I mean, it feels like I don't want to waste our time here pretending to be someone else and then show the real me, you know?
Yeah.
So from the very first day, it was like, if she asked me something, I don't like it. And she's like, whoa. Because she was so used to like the other side, like being like, not lied to, but you know. Yeah. Kind of like filtering so many filters, and I was the other spectrum. Like, if I don't like something, I don't like it. If I like it, I like it, and that's it. So
that's
it was
a good way to be.
Yeah,
I don't
love
know.
That.
Sometimes it could be too much. Yeah. But yeah.
No, there's a fine
line. It works for us. It works, you know.
Yeah, but it's good to have no filter just right away. I do believe in though, like being polite at the same time, and I feel like there's some people that have no filter, and it just like. It just hurts other people's feelings.
I feel like there's a
feelings.
Fine line. I feel like common sense.
Yeah.
Some things, some people lack common sense. Like, there's some things, like, you know, like, mouths of, like out of the mouths of babes, like, sometimes kids say some, like, hurtful stuff. Yeah. And it's like, it's like non-filtered. Like, it's like innocent. They don't have the common sense yet. Yeah. So they don't know not to say it.
Yeah.
I think as adults, like, you should have common sense. Like, some things, like, should filter in your mind and be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't say that because that's just not right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, when I say, like, no filter, it's just, like, thinking, like, not being a dick, you know? You're not going to just go straight to, like, things that you don't need to say, you know?
Yeah.
Just honest in the things that need to be said, you know?
Yeah. Dip exactly. into the
What was the question? I forgot the first one.
How do I keep my girlfriend interested in me?
Ah, okay. Oh.
And our shared life, and how should I even bring up the conversation without hurting her feelings? Mm. Oh, yeah, we did not answer.
Without hurting feelings? Just honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about if he goes about it in a nice way. Like, he's like our relationship sucks.
That's not a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to, like, code it a little
Maybe
bit.
Maybe he doesn't even have to say anything. He can just say things like, you know, the thing is that I've always, like, thought is, like, people, like, do things when they're dating that keeps everything fun, and they, like, and then they stop doing it.
Yeah.
So it's, like, a lot of relationships that are really good, like, people that I know, they never stop the dating phase. They're, like, I'm still dating my wife. I'm still, like, you know, because you should always do things. Like, do the things that you guys used to do when you guys first started dating that were fun and made you guys connect and have a good time. It's like, why stop doing that, you know?
Yeah. Never stop, like, you should keep always try, you know, like little things, like little details.
Yeah,
is
little tiny
you
things.
Know?
It's like, you don't even have to have the conversation. Like,
don't
do little things that will, like, make her, like, you know, because there could be other things that are making the relationship stale. Like, you guys aren't trying anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, start trying again.
It's too comfortable.
Yeah. So start doing, like, little things, so, like, perk up.
Spice it up.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot of effort.
Go to the store and get some toys.
Details.
Just kidding.
That'll spice it up.
There's some kinky shit.
Yeah.
That works too. But that's like the one thing about marriage that makes me like a little bit unsure of is how it just automatically like puts expectations onto things. Or like it just, some people just stop trying.
Right.
Like altogether. Yeah. Like, oh, I got you now.
Like, it's like the war is scary, even though you're in a long relationship.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like having a ring, you know. It's kind of like it's the same thing. Like, I'm scared of what I would think or what I would turn into.
Yeah,
like, I would just get lazier. Yeah, I would just be like,
Meh. Yeah, that's the thing,
right?
It's like the laziness part.
Yeah,
like, you don't want that.
Yeah,
so getting
you just
married
get too
just
comfortable,
keep
you
it
know,
exciting.
Like a lot of people who like are married or something, and it's like they let themselves go.
Yeah.
And then the husband cheats or something, or the wife cheats because you let yourself go and you're not taking care of yourself anymore, and they're not like, they want someone who takes care of themselves because one, the wife might take care of herself and the husband might not, and you know, and it's like they deserve someone who takes care of themselves, and you know, because attraction is still, like, it's not everything, but it's still something.
Oh, no,
you know?
It's super important, especially like self-love and
so if you're not taking care of yourself, it's obviously you're going to start feeling down on yourself, and you're not going to be that person that your wife or husband needs because you don't feel like you're that person, you know? You feel like, because I know when I'm like eating crappy, not working out, like all of a sudden I start like hating myself. I'm like, what is life?
And then you go back into your
And then you go back into it and you're like,
Yeah, and plus, like, self-love is attractive. So if this person stopped loving, you know,
themselves,
then how can they love you?
Yeah, it's like, well, that's one less thing that I found attractive about you. You know, your self-love and your, you know,
which is huge.
So yeah, yeah,
super
it's
big.
Hard. You can still love them, but it's like attracted to them is the different thing.
Yeah,
it's like being attracted to different things. It's like maybe you're, like, you know, not only the physical attraction, but like the mental, like. You're not like that person that I married. You lost all.
And if like being a hard worker or like a focused person was part of the reason you fell in love with that person, if that thing is gone, it's like, well, it doesn't matter like so much like, oh, you're not fit anymore or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just what comes with it. Like the discipline, you know, and all those things. I feel like that's me. Like that's what I found really attractive about a woman, like a hard worker woman, like self-sufficient. And if that part is gone, it's like, well, that part is gone, you know, so there's nothing.
Do you find it hard to work with your significant other, though, like with Lene? Or not Lene exactly, but just in the past, too. I don't know
work
if you ever
them?
Have. Yeah, like, you know how sometimes you'll make videos together, sometimes you'll, so it's like working together. Sometimes I've noticed in couples it can spark, like, frustration sometimes, or, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess maybe when you're different from the other person, you know, how people is attracted to like the other
different.
Spectrum.
Yeah.
So when it comes to work, it might be a little frustrating sometimes because I'm more like, I know what I want, you know, it's like, if you make a video where you're gonna have fun and everything, to get to that point, you need to fix so many other things, you know, like the light, the script and everything, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
so
your mind is like.
Yeah, it has to be like separated, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna take care of this and you're gonna take care of that. So you don't have a conflict there.
Yeah.
So if you don't, if I don't have that problem, like, it's super simple.
Yeah.
But you have to, like, design roles before that,
what about,
at least for me.
What about the different is there a culture difference between you two at all?
Not that I can...
She's different, though.
She's extremely different, but I haven't seen any like friction.
Yeah.
Like, nothing really, like...
It's more like learning and appreciating.
Yeah, it's in a positive way. It's, like, different, but good. I haven't feel any, like, oh, this is so different, you know?
Yeah.
So, no, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I feel like relationships would work better if, like, if you guys aren't too much alike.
Oh,
like opposites attract.
Then this happens.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like
too
then
much alike.
Yeah. Because people do tend to go for the complete opposite of themselves.
Yeah, no.
So,
but then I see some people date people and I'm like, you guys
could
be related.
That's you.
Like, I feel like sometimes I see people who date. Who was it? It was like a meme. It was like someone, Brad Pitt, he dates girls, he starts looking like them.
Yeah.
Have you seen that meme?
He turns
every
into the girl.
Every single girl, he starts looking like him. He has the same hair, he dyes his hair.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. So some people, I feel like they like looking like their significant other. I see relationship. What about Kehlani and her girlfriend? They look like twins. I literally thought they could be sisters.
Yeah.
So some people maybe be attracted to people
Haley
who look
and
like
Justin
them.
Bieber.
Yeah, they look alike.
They look alike.
Oh, yeah, it's not a rule, though. But maybe personality, they're different.
Yeah,
I don't know. So,
And
maybe
everyone's
they look alike,
different. That's the thing. We can always say this and that and make all these facts, but it's like at the end of the day, there's always an exception to every rule. Every single person's different and likes different things.
Yeah.
But the overall, like, percentage of people is kind of what we're talking about. There's a little oddballs over here.
Yeah.
But I feel like in general, maybe I'm like, I feel like we usually tend to go for the opposite.
I feel like
side.
That's how it works the best. Like,
it
that's
just
the in my experiences, I always get along with people who are different than me. Like me and Amanda, we're night and day. And if we were too much alike, we'd probably clash, but we don't clash because we're so different.
Yeah.
You know?
And I feel like it's exciting to learn from the other person.
Mm-hmm.
If the person is too similar to you.
You can't learn anything from
them. It's like basically the same thing, but it's exciting when the other person brings something new to the table, you know?
Yeah.
And you get to learn. It's exciting, you know?
Yeah, I love it when people have different perspectives on things or different, like, interests, because then it just educates you more on what they're so interested in.
Yeah.
So it just, like, you're just always learning that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's like traveling.
Yeah.
It just opens your, you know, your
See, nothing
your
is
mind.
Better than, than for me with that is traveling. Like,
you
just see, because it opens your mind, because sometimes it's like, when you don't see it with your own eyes, it's like, oh, it's in your head. It's kind of like a, it's kind of like make-believe until you see it with your own two eyes. It's like, oh, no, this is real. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So... That's
I know you believe in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Fully. Do you?
Like, what do you mean believe in marriage?
Like, believe in, like, you should you should get married.
I feel like it's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like I will get married. Yeah. I do feel like one day I see myself. I don't feel it now.
Yeah.
But I can see myself liking it. Because it's like some sort of like security, you know. It's comfort, you know, it's like.
And as you build a family, like.
It's a home. It's a feeling of like having a home. I feel like.
It's a commitment.
As like now, I don't feel like any of the houses I've been, it feels like a home. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is going to make it a home, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel it now. I don't feel like I'm going to get married, you know?
Yeah.
But I know I'm going to feel it. Like, that's for sure.
That's so, like, that's another question, too, because so many people come to me and, like, when are you getting married? I'm like, what? Sure. I'm like thinking about a dog right now.
Wait, like, is it me in America? People get married a lot younger, right?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber is like what, like 20 something?
Yeah, and that was like the norm.
It is the norm, right? For me, it was really like. Yeah. Not 20 something. Like, don't you get married when you're 35 or something?
Right, when I see people from my hometown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think that's great.
When I see people from my hometown, like everyone's already having babies, been married. I'm
but it's for some people.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It is for people. So, like Amanda's saying, like, oh, I don't know if I'm getting married. Me, like, I'm okay with getting married and stuff because I'm the type of person where I like one person and like I don't want to shop around. I'm not the type of person where I'm like, oh, date a lot of people. But I'm not like, that's not me. I don't like to date a lot of people. So it's like if I find one, that's the one, and I'm very loyal and I like it. So I'm like, I would be okay with being married.
Well, it's
you know?
Not about not being loyal. It's
no,
not
no,
like,
I'm just saying. Yeah. Not saying that you want to do all that stuff. I'm just saying from my, like when I think about it, that's why I justify it as like, I'd get married because I don't want to date other people. And if I love that person, they're right for me. That's fine.
But you like the whole concept, right?
Yeah,
the whole big wedding and all the thing that comes after.
Well, I'd really want to like be married before I had a kid, you know?
Yeah.
So, like,
Oh yeah, I mean, same.
I feel like for me that's not even a must. Like if I have kids, I wouldn't worry, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't rush to get married.
Yeah.
I would be like,
in a perfect world, it's like you get married and then you have a baby, you know?
Oh yeah, no.
I mean that's the system.
I'm just like watching movies, guys, and like that's my life.
Well, that's the way like the system was built. Like get married, your kids, and get a dog, so grow with the kids.
I know that's what we grew up with. So now it's like, what about the new generation not growing up with that standard?
Yeah.
I wonder what it's gonna be like.
Yeah, but my thing is, you can still be loyal and committed to somebody. But
the thing is, marriage to me, I also think it's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's a piece of paper.
But
what does it mean?
There's
people who
lot.
Get married and who are not loyal. Yeah. There's people who are dating that are loyal and it's person to person. Yeah. It's just
but if it's just a piece of paper, then why are people doing it? Like I
think it's just tradition.
Yeah.
I think it's just people think that they need to do it.
Because it's supposed to be under God. Like that was like that or whatever you believe in. Like that was like the idea of it is just
but
like
it's still like that because like when we're talking
your love.
And it's like with that, remember when we're talking, it's like, oh, it's a girlfriend, so it's like, oh, she's not married. Like marriage is still in people's eyes, it's like, oh, then you're gone. Like if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, it's not like, oh, you could still maybe take them, you know?
Yeah.
That's like people's mentality. But when you're married, it's like, oh, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're not
but
takeable.
Some people still feel like that. I mean, I don't feel like I need a piece of paper to feel more committed. I don't imagine right now.
Yeah.
I just don't like the idea of someone telling me, okay, are you happy now? This is until you die. You know? Because it's kind of like, I don't need that because nothing is forever. And we're gonna work really hard, and you know.
But even that piece of paper isn't forever.
That's why I wanted
though.
Your answer on that, though, is because like people ask me that all the time, and then I say not right now, and they're like, "Oh, you don't love him then."
I'm but like, it's not about that. It's just like
it's
you don't know
that,
the future.
Yeah.
You're happy now. You want to be with this person now, and you're gonna be as happy as you can. You know,
like
you're gonna work
like,
every day.
I want to get a dog first.
But
I want a dog.
They're asking you to guess the future. They're,
yeah.
Like, how are you
gonna
feel in the future? Well, I don't know. Mm. You know, I feel like. It's,
so I'm not crazy.
Yeah. No, I feel like.
Yeah.
And you guys, it's not like you guys have even been together. Like, if you guys have been together like 20 years, it's like you guys are not going to get married or something. But even then, I know people who have been married, they got divorced, and they just don't want to deal with that again. They want to be with that person.
I just see it as a business. A lot of it is like a business to me.
Yeah, that's when you said the whole God part, and I'm like, what part? You should get there, sign a bunch of things, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like a brand deal to
it
me.
It really
you know?
Is because you save a lot on like certain taxes when you get married, right? Like people get green cards for getting married too. Like people, like you get more write-offs, you get like...
But, and we also live in a world
to declare, like...
Back in the day, like back like 10, 20, like 20 years ago, it was like frowned upon. If you got divorced, it was like, oh my God, yeah, what? Yeah. Like, you got divorced, like you're like Satan, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, everyone's getting divorced. They get married, they get divorced, they get married again, they get divorced.
That's the whole, so it's and not it costs like a lot of money to do all that.
Like, yeah,
like, so it's like, oh, I'm in this for the rest of my life. It's like, no, you can get divorced. Everyone does it, you know? Yeah. So
but that's still, like, maybe I'm wrong, but it still would feel weird.
Yeah. I feel yeah. like no, it's I'm not okay easier. With it. If I get married, I don't want to ever get divorced. I'm just saying the world we live in, it's okay to get divorced nowadays. And it's so weird because that's changed.
Yeah. For me, still weird. Like, oh, you're divorced. It's not the same thing as, like, you have to kind of, like, plus when you do any paperwork, you have to mark, like, divorce, you know? Like, or, like, so it's kind of weird, like,
you're labeled.
If I break up with my girlfriend, I would still just be single, you know? Not divorced. So it's kind of like a lot of labels, and I don't like being told how my relationship should be.
Yeah.
Because it's like kind of puts it in a little box. So that's the part that I'm like a little like.
Same. And when you already live together and do it, doesn't change anything. Isn't like some people maybe when they get married, they're going to move in together or something. It's like you already live together. Like you and Johannes already live together and everything. So it's like, it doesn't really change anything. It's just like, now we're married.
Yeah.
Cool. I feel like it's the pressure maybe from, I don't have that, but you know, like from parents maybe. Because they actually believe, they come from different generations, you know?
Yeah, like, or like, when are you going to have kids and all that stuff? That's like more
maybe I don't want to have kids.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to do more other stuff. I don't know. Like, it's not like you cannot travel, but you know?
It's such a conversation. Like, because being married, I think, is great. And it gives security to people when they want to build their family and add to it. And it's just like, it's a commitment. But at the same time, like, it's funny how, like, mentally, like, I see how a marriage makes people fight through it, like, fight through the hard times. Like they hate this person for, like, a good, like, 3 months. And then it's, like, they fight through it and they find their love again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like...
And it's sad because we live in a world now where, like, social media and, like, the internet and dating apps and everything. It used to be, like, you pick your person, that's your person, you work through it, you fight for it. Now it's, like, everything's at the palm of our hands. It's like, oh, she's not working out, I have another one. Yeah. Now it's, like, oh, it's so easily replaceable. And it's, like, now we know there's so many people out there. If one's not treating you good, there's millions of others. So them not work through it, there's another one for me. So and now it's like so many other ways. It's like back in the day, it was like when people were cheating, or like you'd have to, if you go into the coffee shop, you'd have to go up to that person, ask for their number, all that stuff. Now you see a girl in a coffee shop, you follow them, you're like, hey, I saw you in the coffee shop.
Leave a little comment.
Also different versions of cheating too. It's like
me, I'm the type of person, I think texting another person and hiding things from me, that's a form of cheating too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely, it's a break of the trust. It's,
That's cheating to me. Like, when I say, oh, I've been cheating or whatever, it doesn't even have to be, oh, I walked in my boyfriend
effing
someone. Yeah. It's lying, hiding.
That was, like, the last thing with me was, like, always messaging girls, like, seeing conversations, like,
and that hurts so bad. I don't know what, you know, when you're seeing that, it's like, you're, you know that feeling when your, like, heart feels like it, like, dropped to your stomach? You
know?
Like, I've literally been seeing stuff before that literally makes me want, like, I throw up. Like, I feel like I could throw up.
That's
and
the
isn't
feeling.
That the worst feeling in the world? It's like, there's nothing worse than that. And it's like, you don't even, it's, I can't even explain it. It's, like, so horrible. And we've all felt it. So.
I feel like, on my end, I feel like what I see with guys is, like, they find that, like, oh, but I wasn't doing anything wrong. But I feel like every guy should know, like, if you text a girl, especially, like, past certain time at night, you know, even
what
if you're
you
just talking. Yeah. And
it's
you're
bad.
Just talking,
they know.
It's bad.
You
but
morally
we like to play
know.
The, I'm a guy, I'm dumb.
It didn't get card, bad
you know?
Enough yet. It's like, it's just
I was
playing
like, okay,
with
what
fire
if I, what
a little
if I didn't
bit.
Catch you? Let's see how deep that goes. And it's like, people, it's like, okay, you don't have a moral compass. Like, you morally, you know what's cool, like, you know your intentions, you know why you're texting that person, and you know why you're deleting.
Intention is
the, emotional part. That's not even like the physical part. I feel like it's like I don't really care that much. For me, the emotional part, even if my girlfriend, for example, liked this guy and it's just talking to the guy, it's already bad for me.
Oh, so bad.
So it doesn't even have to be like, but we didn't do anything. Yeah, but it doesn't matter, you know?
For me, it's like, even if you're deleting...
You're hurting me.
So even you were texting a girl, hey, how are you? Good, how are you? And then he deletes the message. Why are you deleting that message? If it's innocent, there's no reason for you to delete that.
Yeah, it's like, because, I deleted it because I knew you would get mad. Well,
why are you doing it if you knew I'd get mad?
Then. But then have the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to hide it. I mean, if it is like, for example, oh, I'm talking to this person and it's my friend. Okay, but she's a girl. Okay, then let's have the conversation, you know? It's not that... It's not like you need to hide it or avoid it altogether, because you can have friends like.
Yeah.
But it's a conversation you need to have.
And that's another thing too. Relationships shouldn't limit your life mm-hmm. either. Like, it should in the sense of, all right, if we're in a committed relationship mm-hmm. and like you want to make sure you're not hurting other people, but then there's a thing of over jealousy too, of mm-hmm. like, allow that person to be free, like do the things that they love. Like, mm-hmm. and as long as it's all like with good intention, then it's great. Like, yeah. then the other person should be a little bit more lenient too. Cause I feel like in some relationships, there's people that like hold somebody back so much mm-hmm. and it makes it so they're not able to be themselves mm-hmm. anymore. And like experience life the way they would want it, because we're all human. And it's so funny because in our own heads, like, we think that we're the most important, what we want is the most important thing. But when you truly love somebody else, you're like, that's important to them. It's not my favorite thing for them to do, but they love it, so let them go and do it. Like, you know, if it's like hanging out with friends and yeah. like one friend is really pretty, but that's a good friend of theirs and it's fine, mm-hmm. like then okay, like
mm-hmm. yeah.
And my thing too, confidence. With like being friends, like sometimes it's like when guys have friends or girls have friends, it's like they're sketchy about it. It's like, oh, they're lying, like, oh, I wasn't with them, or it's like, I knew you were with them. It's like, what?
Yeah,
it's like
anytime it's like somebody's
there shouldn't
lying
be any weird sketchy stuff. And also yeah. like yeah. if your boyfriend or girlfriend has a friend, you should also be able to be friends with them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like, I want to be her friend too. Yeah. I like her too. Yeah. Let's all be friends. Let's all hang out. Like, yeah. sometimes it's like they don't want
when
you to
secretive,
be friends.
It's
like,
yeah.
oh, no, actually, that's my friend. You guys can. It's like, okay, then why can't I be the friend? If I'm your girlfriend and you love me and yeah. and stuff and that's your friend and I like her too,
yeah.
why can't we all be friends?
I do yeah. understand.
For me, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I feel like for me, I go the other way around. Like, whenever I'm, like, too close to someone that is, like, too pretty, you know, I'm, like, the other way around. It's like, Lene, come here, you know,
yeah.
like, join the group, you know, like, this is not... I
yeah.
don't like having
to
our
reassure
thing.
Her.
Yeah, I don't want to yeah. have
so
like.
You don't
want to
make any conflict. You want to make sure that she feels.
Yeah,
like you don't want any like problems.
Yeah, it's not even out of like anything. Like I'm like happy with my relationship. I'm not looking for anything, you know. But it's still like, if she has to like think about it, for me, it's like why? So it's so easy to clear that out and
so
be
you're
like
just making sure
change the vibe to a positive vibe.
She's not hurt at all. You're just like
yeah.
You're just like or avoiding just, all like insecurities on her end.
Yeah,
because you don't
yeah.
want her to get. Thinking about it or anything on her end, she's like, no, everything's good.
Yeah.
That's like, there's no reason to be upset.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people feel like insecure about the fact that they are insecure, you know, like if they feel like, oh, I should like be confident. But no, we're all like insecure, you know?
Mm-hmm. We all
love our, you know, significant other and we believe like some other better person is gonna come around, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's just like, if you should say it, the other person gets it. It's a really simple, short conversation, you know?
Yeah. Communication.
Yeah, it's just,
like what
it's
you
so
said
simple.
Earlier.
It's just,
yeah.
hey, let's talk about
do
this.
Do it this. This is what I like. This is
yeah.
what I don't like. Like,
yeah.
how do we, what do you like? What don't you like? Okay, mm-hmm. cool. Yeah, I would, like, another thing, though, is, like, traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Johannes wanted to go on an all-boys trip and just have it be the boys, I'm not going to go and be the only girl there. Like,
yeah.
no, do your thing, you know, have fun. But I feel like some people in relationships would be like, no. Yeah, don't go. You say
wait, what do you mean? Like some people don't want the guy to have a guy trip or something?
Yeah, they're like, oh, a guy's
so it's not even,
trip
not even
is like
the,
a bachelor trip.
Oh, because guys tend to go for girls.
Yeah.
I also think that it's
which is true.
I also
like
think,
it happens.
Yeah, I also think it's relationship to relationship. You trust Johannes. So Johannes has never done anything bad to you. He's mm-hmm. never made you question his mm-hmm. loyalty, his trust, anything. When you're in a relationship and you don't 100% trust that person because things have happened, you've forgiven them,
yeah.
forgotten, you don't really actually forget. So
yeah.
you have insecurities because you know what they are
yeah.
capable of.
It's human nature, yeah.
So it's like you get scared because it's like, okay, I trust you. I want to trust you. I love you. I want you to be happy. I want you to have a good time. But I'm going to be home freaking out because I know what you've done to me in the past. And
yeah.
I still... hurt by that, you know?
The
yeah.
only
so.
Thing is...
Actually, what do you... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, what do you guys think? Because you were saying that for me, that's like a level I would never like to get. Because, like, say my girlfriend is, like, giving me signs of, like, I shouldn't trust her. For me, that's a red flag. I wouldn't, like, keep
Deal.
Investing my time with someone that is I don't trust.
Yeah.
So, do you ever get to that point, for example, when this person has done some bad stuff, you know, like, maybe not...
It's different levels. So, for me, it's like... different levels and it's like how much I like that person to put up with it. It's like some things like I'm just a girl sometimes and I'm kind of things that aren't maybe so incredibly bad in my head they're bad. So like
yeah.
things like texting other people, like doing things like in my head, that's bad. It's like okay, in the okay. normal, if I got cheated on, never talk to me again. I do not deal with that kind of stuff. Mm. But it's like little things that to me add up yeah. and it makes me insecure and it makes me not trust that person.
Oh, okay. For makes sense. Yeah.
It's not like bad things. Like if I ever got cheated on, never, I'm not that, you know.
But still even doing things out of like breaking the trust. Like I feel like,
yeah, little things to me break trust, you know?
Yeah. But, liking pictures on Instagram, liking is just horrible, you know?
It's little
but
things.
Even the lying is breaking trust. Yeah. Like, and that's, like, an issue. So if somebody's lying, like...
And then you, so, like, if Johannes has never lied, never anything, you've never caught him in anything, yeah, he can go and do stuff, because why can't he? You but, don't have yeah. a reason no, no, no. not to. Yeah.
I don't think that's true, though. I feel like if somebody's lied to you in the past and has lied to you, admitted their wrongs, you've forgiven them... I know it's like human nature to always remember things, but then it's like on you at that point to say that's in the past. He's changed from that. If enough time goes by and allow, you have to give them that freedom, because if you don't, you're always going to be self-conscious about things, insecure about things, and that's just going to hurt you mentally and like him
too. No, but I believe
and
time heals. So it's like mm-hmm. things was like a lot of time yeah. and you've gotten over it and you guys have built and you guys have regained the trust.
Oh, it
that's
shouldn't be
difference.
Yeah, the next weekend.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's always important to have a good friend, like to give you an outside perspective, because I've seen a lot of people that are in these problems, you know, like, oh, my boyfriend did this and this and this. And for the outside eye, it's so obvious that that person is not worth for you, is not good for you. But when you're in the relationship, and especially when you're in love, it's really easy to get blind.
Blinded by love is a real thing.
I've seen a lot of people when they tell me their problems, it's not my place to say anything, but it's like, it's pretty obvious that that person, first of all, is cheating on you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've seen way too many like people. And then after like the relationship is over and they are not in love anymore, they can see that. So I feel like it's really important to have a good friend that can like
give you some unbiased outside.
Yeah, some like, hey, you know, you might want to pay attention to that, you know.
Unbiased keyword. Like not the friend that's like, screw him.
Let's go party.
Not that kind of, you know, a good friend. That's what I mean. Not a party friend.
Yeah.
I feel like we have never had the conversation like this if it wasn't for this, because it's like kind of like
You're
it's not natural, you know, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Because you don't like ask deep questions like that.
Yeah. It's like, hey, how's it going? What do you think about marriage? Yeah. You know, it's not an everyday conversation.
Right? Because you'd be a little bit more direct. A manager just asked me the weirdest question.
You're going to go home like, hey. Hi. Hey. So I've been dating my boyfriend for a few months, and he is so wonderful. But we don't have the best sex, if I'm being honest. Sex is really important to me, and for some reason, everything else really clicks in our relationship, except for that. It's just kind of passionless and boring. I don't know if that's because he doesn't want to intimidate me, or if it's because he really isn't as passionate as I am. And this is only the thing missing from our relationship other than our exceptional relationship. Help! Help!
So what is your thoughts on this?
So it's basically, she's in a relationship, everything's amazing, great. Sex sucks.
Help. I feel like sex is so important, like that's to call your relationship like everything's perfect. I feel like eventually it's gonna start ruining everything, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we call it, sex life, you know, because it's a huge part of it. And again, I feel like the important part is communication.
Yeah.
It feels like the guy is not super passionate about it. Maybe it's the guy is self-conscious, you know, like maybe the guy is like
insecure,
doesn't want to try new things, you know, or he's like, oh, you're, you know, my little flower, I don't want to hurt you, you know?
No.
So maybe it's the whole like conversation there of like, make her like it rough, you know, and like, you know, it's like you have different personalities.
That's her thing. Maybe she does like it rough and then he's like insecure to do that. Or he's not very like, He hasn't done it much, so he doesn't even know what
that's
he's doing.
Hilarious.
I think if you haven't done it much, you would like even be more excited. I'd be like, yeah, you know.
I know, but he might not be
all
like
all these movements, Herman. Like,
But that's what I mean. I feel like when it comes to sex, I feel people is like really like they don't like talking about it because it's like, oh, it's taboo, you know, sex, whatever.
Yeah, but
I feel like when
it's life,
it's a different personality. I feel like when you have sex, a different personality. You know, it might be like. you want to be an adorable person.
Who do you become? Are you like...
No, but you know what I mean.
Hulk? But I feel like everyone's like different with their like sexual... like what they like in the bedroom is so different from everyone else, you know? Yeah. So it's like you need to find someone who's compatible to that. Yeah,
you don't want what you have like... I don't know. I guess there's... But there is like... Pardon my French, but...
Yeah.
And then there's making love. Mm-hmm. Right?
See, that's always what I think.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's just facts then, because that's always what I say.
Yeah.
No, it's just different. Like, it's different day of the week.
Yeah.
I love how you say, pardon my French, but I say, like, every other word. I'm like, pardon my French.
I was like, can I curse here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, please do.
We're literally like, buzzing every curse out, though.
Also, and the more I save, the more
Jan's going to be like, bloop, 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 bloop.
Nice.
I'm going to be like a little buzzing bee. Yeah. No, Jan's going to be like, can you tell Summer to stop cussing so much? Just editing is taking forever.
Nice.
Nice.
So, I would say, though, just to have a conversation, right? And then say what you like, so he knows what you like, because a lot of people don't express that, and see what he does.
Yeah, actually, some people do have a problem with saying what they like, but again, I'm super like, I just like, well, I like this, and I don't like that, so but it's super easy.
I think do that again.
Yeah. But I feel like, some people would have a problem with that, so I don't know. Yeah. Have a conversation. Grab a glass of wine or whatever.
Yeah, not in the bedroom. Not when you're already getting ready to do it.
Oh, no, it's just like a whatever. Like, let's talk. It's just it's fun too, you know? Yeah. It's kind of hard to know because at first, like, you don't know the person yet. You're trying to figure it out. So it makes sense. But if it is like years, if you're
Some people can build a skill too. I feel like that's a skill, right?
If it's a few months, honestly, like, I think it sometimes takes people a little bit of time to really get like, compatible with each other, and that they might just take longer. Like a few months to me means like 3 months.
I feel like this is all like movies, you know how in movies they make it look like the first night is like we're not compatible or this guy is like
movies really mess with so many people's forget about mindsets because it's an act. People always think movies and like are real. That's real life. That actually happened.
The way they make it look, it's just like, holy crap.
They push against
crap, you know?
Their walls, and they're just like dripping in sweat. It's so sexy. Yeah. And it's like...
Like the whole passion in movies.
I'm like, no, that
happens. Like that?
It happens every single day.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, when people ask about passion, I'm like confused. Like, are they talking about the passion in movies? Because that is... Movies, you know.
That's acting.
Yeah, it's acting. It's like, you know, it's not like that. You don't break the entire room, you know?
So I think
it's a lot more chill.
A lot of porn desensitizes people, too. So it just...
I think it's movies. I think, like, porn is more simple. I think it's just movies is like the whole,
I feel
like
porn nowadays is getting a little
like,
intense.
It's like, you're not doing those things that they're doing in those porn movies with me. And no, I'm and like,
think,
I'm not...
I think that's sometimes also why guys have unrealistic... like expectations with their girlfriends, because they're like, oh, you're not doing this. Like, they watch porn and they see these crazy shit that girls do. It's like, okay, these girls
what
are
kind of
literally
porn are
getting...
they watching?
Summer.
I've never even watched porn, guys.
They just feel like those crazy things, like, why crazy?
No, but I've heard people talk about this before. I've heard guys like they
people
have
watch some different
they
stuff.
Have like realistic goals.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh my god, I want my girlfriend to do that. And like these girls are paid for this.
Yeah.
That's their life.
They're
they probably don't do this in their everyday sex
life. They're
acting.
They're
being
paid.
This because they're paid to do this and they're probably had rehearsals.
Yeah, you could pay $10,000 and let's see how excited you are, you know?
This is their job, and they probably actually hate it. They're probably like, oh my god, this is just a job. I'm on the clock.
Yeah, same with movies. So it's like the same thing. It's like, it's you need to understand what's really happening. You need to just do it. Like, after a couple of months, I wouldn't be too worried. Mm-hmm. So I think whoever like said this, I don't know if say names, but relax. It's not
stop
a big
stressing
deal.
Stressing it, because now when she's gonna do it, she's gonna be, oh my god, this isn't good. I'm gonna hate it. And then she goes and
have a fun conversation, not like a serious conversation.
Wine.
Yeah.
Just have a conversation with
just
wine.
Just get drunk.
Like, so this is what I like, you know?
Wasted.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you know, in the bedroom. Yeah, let's talk about that. How would you start that conversation?
Yeah, that's.
I feel like you have that conversation naturally. It's just like. I don't know. It's not like you're eating.
Especially
like
a new relationship.
You know?
It's like you guys don't even talk
about
other
things. Like, hey, babe.
Things.
So when we're in the bedroom, that's fun. But let's make it more fun. I really like these things. We should try these things.
Something like that. It sounds really like you're
robotic.
About to say something really important.
Robotic thing.
Yeah.
Or you're walking through the, I don't know how many malls have sex stores, but in the one mall in Colorado I'm from,
it has
like
a sex store in it?
Yeah.
Really?
So you're just walking through like, oh my God, we're like malls supposed to be. Store.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Hint.
So that looks fun. Okay, let's yeah. go.
Okay, kids going to the sex store, like... and then when you're in there, like it's already about sex. So then mm-hmm. if you bring it up and like, babe, what do you like? Would you mm-hmm. like this stuff?
Oh, there you go.
That's a good way to do it. And yeah. just be like, nice. Okay, what do you like when you're doing it? Like, yeah, and it's yeah. like you're in the environment of it and you just like so happen to walk in the store.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of sex stores aren't in malls, but there's one your in the mall.
Your boyfriend better be careful if you ever take into like a jewelry store.
I'm like, oh, yeah. What do you want to buy me?
Doesn't that look nice?
I feel like that's that movie, 50 Shades of Grey, like put that idea in a lot of people that yeah. it's not supposed to be like so boring and so like cliche, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like it's more easy, it's easier now to just have that conversation. So it's like the best time to just talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
Just if it goes back to every other thing, conversation, yeah. communication is key.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be the communication podcast now.
Yeah, communication key.
Communication is
the key to communication. Yeah.
No one can read minds. I mean, how are you going to be excited in bed?
Spanish?
The what?
Key to communication.
La comunicación es clave.
What?
Muy bien.
You la comunicación
es clave.
La comunicación.
La comunicación.
Okay, just key. Like, la how do you just say key?
Clave.
Clave.
Comunicación.
I've got the clave.
Clave.
Clave? Clave.
I thought keys was llave.
No, llave, clave.
What's clave?
Key. But I mean it's like it's a different kind of way of saying it. It's like, yeah, the door key is a different one, but if you're going to talk about like the key for success.
Oh, it's clave.
Like, clave, the lexicon.
Oh, there's some stumped.
Clave. Yeah. I've got
la
the clave.
Comunicación, clave.
Yeah. Close enough. That's good, that's good, okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching Oh Honey Podcast. We have Herman here. We'll have all of his links below, all of his new music, which I'm super excited to hear.
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting.
I'm actually really excited. So make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel, listen to our podcast, download it, listen to us in your car.
On Spotify, iTunes, really
on
anywhere.
On the way to work, get that advice in. We love you guys so much.
You. And, we love you.
And send your emails in to diary@ohhoneydiary.com. Love you guys.
Bye.
The sweet and sticky.
Oh, honey.